Wake up with your mates.
Coggo and Kylie for breakfast.
We've got a special guest in the studio. He is a bit special.
Yeah, he's very special. So the Victorian Regional Achievement and Community Awards were held on the weekend, and Bendigo got a couple of awards. One of the groups was the Golden Square Pool.
Hey, ring-a-ding-ding. Yeah. Sammy Kane's with us. Hello, Sammy boy.
Morning, Coco. Morning, Kylie. How you going?
Yeah, great. What about you? How are you feeling? Congratulations.
Thank you. No, we're just over the moon with Friday's announcement. It was just fantastic.
So, Sam, let's get to the core. A lot of people don't know. With the Golden Square Pool, just down the road here, just off High Street, you were getting the Raspberry and SARS at one stage. How long ago is that now? It was about 3 years, am I right?
Close. Yeah, so we saved the pool start of 2013,
yep.
and then since then it's just been an incredible ride. 6 years, yeah.
You had to knock us in the start without giving the COGB a kick in the bum. I think basically it was the council had said that it's got to go because you've got the new Kangaroo Flat one coming along and other stuff. Is that right?
Yeah, so when we started the campaign to save the pool had really gone down and the patronage was low, and that was sort of the rationale given behind the closure, was that not many people using it.
Yep.
And we thought that a community group could really take this pool and do something magnificent and wonderful with it. And we thought we could increase the patronage and also run it at the cheapest cost it could be, all run by volunteers, and doing it because we were passionate about it, I think, was really important. And so that's why we launched that original campaign, a group of locals who got together to do that. And since then, we have achieved our initial goals, I think, and gone above and beyond that to something that none of us could ever expect, but that we're just so thankful for the opportunity to be able to do.
All the hard work, too, I would imagine, that particularly earlier on, you guys would have given up plenty of hours to get where you are today.
Yeah, and we've had hundreds of volunteers put in so much time, and that initial group who were tasked with having to get the pool compliant and ready to go in only 7 months' time, they had to fix the pool up from what it was because it hadn't been open for a season when we saved it. So the grass, as you can imagine, was really, really high. The building was falling to pieces, so they had to do all that maintenance work. But then also learn how to run a swimming pool because no one had worked at one before.
Yeah, wow.
And let alone thought about running one. So they had to do all of that, do all the training and do all the work to make it ready to go, and they did that, and now we've had the chance to build on that and now create a space that our whole community can gather and that's welcoming of every single person.
I think the other thing, to be honest, scenes is that there was a few groups that actually wanted the pool to go because it made space for them, for their activities, without you'd think you're saying anything, Dave, I'm calling your dad, Sam, because that's what happened, but unfortunately that hasn't. For them it hasn't happened, and these guys are flying. When does the momentum stop, though, Sammy boy, in regards to your volunteers and people? I mean, do they go, all right, you've won the war here, is it time to move on, or is everyone pretty committed to the cause of Golden Square?
Everyone is so committed and raring to go, we haven't given up during that past 6 years, and
yep.
This award hasn't changed that at all. I was down at the pool on the weekend with volunteers who were interviewing new staff and walked outside the kiosk, and there's our fantastic grounds and maintenance team down there pulling weeds out, and they were spending hours of their Saturday afternoon doing that, mowing lawns, scrubbing the pool deck, all that kind of stuff. And it's easy, I think, in voluntary organisations to say after 1 or 2 years, hey, that's my time, I'm done.
Normally the case, by the way.
Yeah, it's normally a 2 to 3 year period, but not in this case.
Not with this crew, Kylie. They're so committed, and I think it's because they can see the value of what a swimming pool can offer for Bendigo and for Golden Square residents, and then what wouldn't be there if the pool didn't exist. And I think that's what fuels us each and every day.
We need to talk about this man soon because I reckon there's a future ahead of him, Kylie.
Oh, for sure.
He said before, Sammy, that you didn't know how to run a pool, you're not a volunteer. I've got a question for you soon that Kylie won't ask, but I will, about pool.
You never know what I'm about to ask.
I'm concerned. Sammy Kane over here, son of Dave. I used to kick his bum at cricket, by the way. Did you ever tell you that?
You did.
Yeah, he would have. Yeah, it's true.
You're a legend.
More soon. Thanks.
That's what he was wanting.
It's Coggo Kylie and the award-winning man for the Golden Square Pool. It's not just about you, Sammy Kane. It's about the other crew as well. What did you actually win, though?
So we won the Community Group Award at the Victorian Regional Achievement and Community Awards. So there was 4 state finalists, including us, in our category. And we heard that there was over 80 nominations in our category. And there was 9 awards presented on the night. So across all the categories, there was 335 nominations.
This is a pool that was given the Raspberry and SARS 3 or 4 years ago, and you guys have got it back to where it should be and where it was in its heyday, Kyle.
Yeah, and look, just before I ask you the next question, we just have to mention that Bendigo's Loddon Campaspe Multicultural Services, they also won an award.
Okay, well done.
They received the Diversity and Inclusion Award. So, well done to you guys. Well done, awesome.
And we sat next to that crew on Friday night at the table, and their work is just incredible. Mm. And They deserve that so much.
Yeah.
Yeah, 20 years they're celebrating this year in Bendigo, so really wonderful.
Oh, fantastic.
Was that the question you had for him?
And that's not a question.
Oh,
the question is, I know you've got your volunteers, but what about the upkeep, the cost of keeping the pool running? Because that must be a really hard thing to sort of be able to do on a daily basis, I would imagine.
Yeah, it is. And every day we look at the finances, as any business would, and make sure that we're generating enough income from our patrons and our members, because they're so crucial to us to ensure that we can stay open. So it costs, it's upwards of $150 a day to open, pretty much just open the gates. And then and then over the season, you can imagine the costs increase as well when we get our chemical costs, water and electricity bills and all of that come in. And so when you add all that up, it is very costly. So we rely purely on the generosity of our members who have allowed us to keep going across these 6 years to do it.
What about the council or state grants? Does that come into it at all?
Yeah, so we do get an operating budget from the City of Greater Bendigo as part of our lease agreement that we have with them since we saved the pool. And that goes towards our water and our electricity and our wages as well for our paid staff, because we do have 10 lifeguards, which are our uni students and all of those who work for us as well. So every cent does count, and we think we are in a financial position that allows us to keep going, and that doesn't cost ratepayers that much money at all for the service that we are providing.
That's great, isn't it? Seriously, how old are you, Sammy?
21.
21.
Unbelievable.
Come on, where's this kid going?
Yeah,
he's not a kid, isn't he?
He's going to the top.
He is. Are you politically minded, council minded, or is it? No, you're only 21, mate. I could just smell it. It's a breath of fresh air, isn't it?
I would love to see you as the Premier of Victoria.
Oh, listen to you.
Too kind.
In about
Sammy, what do you want to do?
Years.
What is it you want to do?
I'm studying politics and media and
communications
at university.
Hello, we've tapped into what's going on.
I'm finishing my degree next year, and look, I'm not sure. I'm really interested in media and communications and politics, both of them. So I don't know, maybe studying my teaching degree or go off and study further my studies in journalism would be fantastic, but I'm not really sure.
He's a politician.
You could start off as a
rare,
media advisor.
Actually,
I can see you doing that.
He couldn't be a politician. He's way too honest.
And too nice. And too good looking.
Councillor Kane over here, I reckon, because the election's
next year.
Oh, for sure. Would you run for council or not?
Oh, I don't know. I
reckon there's
honestly,
a few people listening who would vote for you.
I don't know. Thanks, Kogo.
No, there is. Serious.
No, I think I love our community, I think. And I think the work that can be achieved in the community is something fantastic. So who knows?
You've just had such a taste of it, and it's still continuing with what you've been able to achieve with your volunteers. So why stop there? I reckon you should run for
absolutely.
Council.
Couldn't agree more. I think you'd just... No, I don't think we are. I think we've been honest. The thing is, with it, just before you let you go, well done to the Golden Square Pool.
No,
well done
to you
individually and your team as well. It's a team always.
I just put a shout out to all those hundreds of past and present volunteers? Because it isn't only me or our committee or our current team. Mm. There were so many people instrumental in saving the pool and getting us to where we are now and creating the vibrant space that we do have. And it's testament to every single person that has ever been involved in our journey.
Just brilliant. And look, I would imagine, because there's other pools around the region, as we know, that are struggling, that are facing closure, that you guys would be a fantastic model for
good
them
call.
To come to and get all the information they need.
Love to. And we're open to chatting to any pools in Bendigo and across the state.
Well, not just pools, just to businesses
in general, community organisations, because I think this shows that people power can achieve anything in our community, and we've done it, and everyone else can too.
Good boy, Sammy Kane. He's going to be a superstar in the future. Kylie just wants to ask one quick question. The Golden Square Pool. Haven't been there yet, have you?
No, Palm I Square haven't.
Pool. She's a bit hesitant, Sammy. So
come on down, Kylie.
Yeah, well, the question is, you've got to throw at you first. I should ask this off
here. What is that question that I'm going to be asking?
Whether you have that liquid in there that if you have a whizzer in the pool, it goes a different colour.
Cargo.
Great interview, and he has whizzer, to stuff it up with that.
He does. No. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Sammy.
On your
Get
Sam.
Some of that liquid for Kylie.
Cargo and Kylie for breakfast. Bendigo's 93.5. Triple M.